Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's good to be back again online as we study and meditate on the Word of God and thank Him who's worthy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, in the highest. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. We worship you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you thanks. You are awesome, the Holy One of Israel. You're our Father, the Almighty Himself. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Thank you for the privilege of serving you in this day and hour. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us your mighty Holy Spirit to live with us and live in us. Unveil Jesus in our midst, O Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Shetele broshikura kanda basile belde. Redo sudete brasitel menike sitele. Le bruto cule simete breste fefil diliende. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Thank you, Lord. Brede ziku tokura basanta rabaya. We worship your holy name, we worship your holy name, we worship your holy name. We give you thanks, we give you praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. We call every need met, every yoke destroyed, every burden removed in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We'll open up our Bibles today to a prayer in the book of Philippians. As we've been noting, a prayer before we start and trying to see that our desires line up with God so that we can receive. God is always full of giving. He's the giver, and we are the ones who receive. When our hearts come in line with His desires, we receive. Hallelujah. And so in Philippians chapter 1, the 9th verse, it says, "And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve the things that are excellent. You may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God." Hallelujah. Wonderful prayer there for clarity as we choose our daily life and our words and everything about us based on clear judgment with the eventual meeting of the Lord one of these days, so that we do it right. And this kind of prayer will help us to see good fruit come, so that we have things that are blessed to follow us into eternity. So this is a very reverential prayer for wisdom, to choose things that are of higher value. Amen. Let's hear from the 9th verse in Kannada through to 11, also Philippians 1.
ನಿಮ್ಮ ಪ್ರೀತಿಯು ಹೆಚ್ಚುತ್ತಾ ಹೆಚ್ಚುತ್ತಾ ನೀವು ಜ್ಞಾನ ಮತ್ತು ಪೂರ್ಣ ವಿವೇಕಗಳಿಂದ ಕೂಡಿದವರಾಗಿರಬೇಕೆಂತಲೂ ಉತ್ತಮ ಕಾರ್ಯಗಳು ಯಾವವೆಂದು ನೀವು ವಿವೇಚಿಸುವವರಾಗಬೇಕೆಂತಲೂ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ದಿನದವರೆಗೆ ನೀವು ಸರಳರಾಗಿಯೂ ನಿರ್ಮಲರಾಗಿಯೂ ಇರಬೇಕೆಂತಲೂ ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ಮೂಲಕ ನೀತಿ ಎಂಬ ಫಲಗಳಿಂದ ತುಂಬಿದವರಾಗಿ ದೇವರಿಗೆ ಮಹಿಮೆಯನ್ನೂ ಸ್ತೋತ್ರವನ್ನೂ ತರುವವರಾಗಿರಬೇಕೆಂತಲೂ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥಿಸುತ್ತೇನೆ.
Praise God. Hallelujah. There's a line of scripture in Isaiah, the 28th chapter. And in the 9th verse, it says, whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and are drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. And he goes on to talk about speaking in tongues and eventual rest. But he says that those who have been weaned from their mother's milk are the ones whom he can teach. And so it refers to growth, development, and maturity. And that takes time. You can't put a 30-year-old head on a 10-month baby. It takes time. Amen. And so the process is one of the things we don't like to deal with, but it's a process. A little here, a little there. It's not a full flood all the time. It's a little here, a little there. Line upon line. It takes time. Amen. So let's not be weary. We can lose heart, and we can cry about revelation and, you know, understanding and all that, but God knows that it takes time for these things to actually happen. And so he's often like that. He goes to seed and he goes to development, growth. He doesn't just suddenly manifest like that. Have you noticed that he starts everything based on a seed, just a little drop here, and then the rain. Hallelujah. So the rain itself is made up of drops, and then they coalesce and they become a mighty outpouring. Hallelujah. So he's that God, and so we need to begin to look at it like that from his perspective and appreciate the fact that he knows us better than we know ourselves, and he created us. And so God will help us. And there are special times where he may just unload a whole lot of stuff and, you know, it'll just blow our minds away and we'll be shocked. But generally he works with a little here, a little there, line upon line, precept upon precept. So we are in the process of it, and since he's coming soon, maybe we'll be prepared for massive downloads of God also. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, meantime, while we're at it, we can be preparing our hearts for these little here, little there moments. Praise God. A line here, a line there, a precept here, and then upon that another, a teaching that will help us develop. Amen. So that we can steward these things better. Hallelujah. Let's see if we can hear Isaiah 28 also in Kannada from the 9th to the 10th verse.
ಈತನು ಯಾರಿಗೆ ಜ್ಞಾನವನ್ನು ಬೋಧಿಸುತ್ತಾನೆ, ಯಾರಿಗೆ ಬೋಧನೆಯನ್ನು ತಿಳುಕೊಳ್ಳುವ ಹಾಗೆ ಮಾಡುತ್ತಾನೆ, ಮೊಲೆ ಬಿಟ್ಟ ಕೂಸುಗಳಿಗೋ, ಎದೆ ಬಿಟ್ಟ ಮಕ್ಕಳಿಗೋ. ಆಜ್ಞೆಯ ಮೇಲೆ ಆಜ್ಞೆ, ಆಜ್ಞೆಯ ಮೇಲೆ ಆಜ್ಞೆ, ಸೂತ್ರದ ಮೇಲೆ ಸೂತ್ರ, ಸೂತ್ರದ ಮೇಲೆ ಸೂತ್ರ, ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ, ಇಲ್ಲಿ ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ.
Hallelujah. So we have all of these thoughts in then the matter of stammering lips. And that's how he will speak to his people. And this is the rest wherewith he may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. Imagine people who struggle with this matter of speaking with tongues, because you have to, in quote, submit to some foolishness of talking gibberish, things that you don't understand. And so, because you cannot figure it out, you're just in a block. But that is how he works. We have to empty ourselves and become as children and babes, and to them it is revealed, and not to the wise and not to the mighty. And so it's all an emptying of our human strength and ability and wisdom, and yielding to him more and more. Amen. And trusting him. And that may not be very easy all the time. Hallelujah. But we want to just go with it, because it is God's word. Hallelujah. And he says that there is a refreshing in all of that, and rest. And these are times for rest and refreshing also, because you get weary of the things that are coming upon the earth and all of those distractions. Praise God. But let's go with God anyhow, because he is the right one. He is the one to follow. And we will choose to follow him and those who follow him. Praise God. Notice in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, Paul speaking, he says, "Be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ." And so we have such clarity there, that we therefore should learn from him, first of all, and then be able to identify those who are following the Christ. Otherwise, how will we know whether we can follow them? So he must have taught us some things, and then we are able to identify that in others and choose to follow them also as they follow Christ. So we have to learn things also personally and be taught by him from the things that we are learning in a good church, reading a good Bible with good books also, amen, with a very yielded attitude. And so not everybody has that privilege, because flesh is available and flesh likes sensational things, and that, you know, attracts more attention. But there's a personal growth that has to happen for the individual, where he can also identify the ways of Christ and then also be able to follow others. Amen. Because God has a way of using men. He doesn't just drop things from heaven. Notice that. He uses men. Amen. And we must learn that there is going to be some flow with people, and how we handle all of that will speak to us. Praise God. And so from withdrawn island type of people, you know, it's just me, leave me alone, lone foxes, to people who can interact with others, because that's the way God is. Amen. Not necessarily because you are a people person, or, you know, you like gangs or anything like that. Amen. But because God is like that, so we want to yield. Amen. So some people may not be into people. Praise God. But because God is into people, we get into people. Hallelujah. And so that's the way it is. We become members of the family of God, and believers become our brethren. And we need to be able to know whom to associate with and whom to follow and so on. And that requires clear judgment and understanding, wisdom. So that's why we pray all these kind of prayers. There's always a human element that we have to deal with. And so these prayers are very powerful and have that kind of effect. Praise God. Let's see 1 Corinthians 11 also in Kannada from verse 1.
ನಾನು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನನ್ನು ಅನುಸರಿಸುವಂತೆಯೇ ನೀವು ನನ್ನನ್ನು ಅನುಸರಿಸುವವರಾಗಿರ್ರಿ.
Praise God. We could easily be like everybody else and think only about the temporary and, you know, not have our eyes on eternity. But we have drawn a line, maybe an invisible line in the sand, and said we are not like everybody else. We are different and our destiny is different. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we are different from everybody else, but we are also like everybody else. Hallelujah. And being able to handle that properly is going to be our main job. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 32, it says, "What do I gain," reading from the Amplified, "merely from the human point of view? I fought with wild beasts at Ephesus. If the dead are not raised at all, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we'll be dead." Amen. Whether he fought with lions or not at Ephesus may not be our immediate concern. Whether there were people who acted like lions or beasts, that's not our main thing. But he's saying he exposed himself to dangerous things because of Christ. And his reason for that was because the dead will be raised and there's an eternal consequence. He said, otherwise, let's just eat and drink, for tomorrow we'll die, like everybody else. Amen. Just eat, drink, live for now, be temporary. But if there is a future, if there is an expectation beyond this life, he says, then we need to think about that also. Hallelujah. And so in verse 33, he says, "Do not be so deceived and misled," reading from the Amplified, "evil companionships, communion, associations, in bracket, corrupt and depraved, good manners and morals and character." Praise God. So in light of all that, he's saying our relationships are very important. Our associations, our dealings with others and whom we hang out with, all of that is important. Amen. And so don't be fooled, he said. These things can affect us unknowingly, or we can open the door to such things and they can hinder us from receiving eternal benefits and gain. We may have the wrong kind of priorities as we mix with people and so forth. Amen. So we don't want to be deceived. We want to have maybe limited people that we can count on, that we know really where they're going, and you know, we can mix with them more. The others, we love them, but we may not be that close. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that should not be misunderstood, because it's like that. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. Sounds a little tough, but these are the facts. So in line with such thinking, he said, we have eternal destiny to protect, and so we must value the kind of friendships and companionships and close communion we have. Make sure that we are following people who are also following him. Amen. And that we cannot be deceived and open doors like that to, you know, the future challenges can be there. And we will just stump our own race and reduce our own eternal value. So he said, be careful. Praise God. We're not like everybody else. We don't just eat, drink, and that's the end of the story. Amen. And so it is possible for people to not see it that clearly and just be like everybody else and just eat, drink, and be merry and not think about the future. amen, about eternity. And all their companionships can be also in that department. But we must not be fooled. Amen. There is a consequence in all of this, is what he's saying. Amen. All right, let's see if we can hear this in Kannada also. 1 Corinthians 15, 32 and 33.
ನಾನು ಎಫೆಸದಲ್ಲಿ ಮೃಗಗಳೊಂದಿಗೆ ಯುದ್ಧ ಮಾಡಿದ್ದು ಕೇವಲ ಮನುಷ್ಯ ರೀತಿಯಾಗಿದ್ದು ಸತ್ತವರು ಎದ್ದು ಬರುವುದಿಲ್ಲವಾದರೆ ಅದರಿಂದ ನನಗೇನು ಪ್ರಯೋಜನ ಹಾಗಾದರೆ ನಾವು ತಿನ್ನೋಣ ಕುಡಿಯೋಣ ನಾಳೆ ಸಾಯುತ್ತೇವಲ್ಲ ಮೋಸ ಹೋಗಬೇಡಿರಿ ದುಸ್ಸಹವಾಸವು ಒಳ್ಳೆಯ ನಡವಳಿಕೆಯನ್ನು ಕೆಡಿಸುತ್ತದೆ
You say, why are you always talking about these kind of things? Well, this is the reason for our following Jesus. Because we believe there's an eternity. We believe in the unseen. We believe in the things that are heavenly. We don't just limit our scope to this life. And that's why we called upon his name. If there were any other way, I guarantee you, we would not have followed him. But our weaselly flesh had no escape. It was trapped at that point. And he knew, you're finished. Look where it took you. Look where you're going. You're going to go into eternity hopeless. And so one day we just cried out in desperation and he reached out to us. Amen. And that's as far as our weaselly flesh can get us. You know, a weasel is like a squirrel. It looks for a way to escape. Our flesh is like that. It'll always try to cut in somewhere and escape the blame. Hallelujah. And the responsibility. It was our flesh that took us down that path. And of course, we were not born again, so we had no clue. We were basically involved in the flesh. And so today we want to be a little more careful and unveil these things and deal with them in a way that would be, eventually a profit and not a loss. In the Ephesian book, there's a very clean and plain way of talking in Ephesians chapter 2, putting it in the right scope. Chapter 2, it says in verse 1, and you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Amen. We were. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation or lifestyle in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as others. It's very plain there that even though we were all under the power of that prince of the air, we still had a lot to do with the flesh. Notice that. We were in rampant indiscipline. We were not disciplined at all. We just chose whatever path we wanted. Maybe some were more disciplined than others. Praise God. Maybe they went to Sinic school or NDA and they fell in line, and they had to keep the ranks and march and all of that stuff and wake up early and, to the bugle and all of that stuff. And that is great, but they also did stuff, and in God's eyes, flesh is flesh. And so we cannot be like everybody else, because we have chosen Jesus. Verse 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. Thank God. It's a love story. That's what makes sense. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Why all of this? It's based on the love of God. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. That is what makes us think. What is all of this for? What is this all about? It's because of God's love. Amen. That we were dead in trespasses and sins, and he quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved. And raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That person was lifted up with Jesus and was in Christ, seated there, hallelujah, far above every principality, power, might, dominion, and name that can be named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, in the eternity of eternities, seated with Christ, which is a privilege that's given only to his body. Hallelujah. His own bride, so to speak, is going to rule and reign with him. Amen. Isn't that interesting? That this is a privilege only for the church. Praise God. This is a very special group of people. And this is a lot of love that came to us who had no clue where we came from. We just appeared on the scene and we were immediately candidates for this great promotion when we cried out in our desperation. And the only reason is God loved us. And I thank God, therefore, that we are living today. We are the church. We are his body. We are his bride, so to speak, in relationship. Amen. That we are the ones who are going to be seated with him. Raised us up together. Made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. And that's what the angels wonder about. That we saw these people. We know where they come from. We know that they would have died at any moment and gone to hell. But this is too much. How God swoops down in his grace and his great love for them, picks them up and makes them sit together with him above us that are stronger and are wiser than them. It makes them wonder, how is this even happening? Praise God. And so we are grateful to God that he loved us. God didn't die for the angels. He died for us. Hallelujah. Jesus gave his life for us. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the ones that can sing that song. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we are grateful to God. By grace we are saved. It's all the love of God, the grace of God, the goodness of God. Hallelujah. And it is wonderful, and we thank God for it. Amen. So let's rejoice about these things and make it worth the whole thing. Amen. Why should God have done all of that and then we just throw it away with some natural thinking and just make companionships like everybody else and just live like everybody else? It's like a waste, a vanity. Amen. There is no real eternal value. We who have called upon his name are supposed to see that. Amen. Appreciate that. And we have to make it count, so to speak. May God help us. And that's why we pray the kind of prayer we prayed, for that wisdom, that choice to be made, which will produce benefits which are excellent. Amen. Highest value. Glory to God. God loves us. God loves us so dearly, beyond our imaginations. Beyond all that we have known. Amen. And we pray that this revelation come to us. Hallelujah. Let's see if we can. I think we read 1 Corinthians 15. All right, let's read Ephesians 2 also, from verse 1 all the way to verse 6 in Kannada.
ಇದಲ್ಲದೆ ಅಪರಾಧಗಳ ಮತ್ತು ಪಾಪಗಳ ದೆಸೆಯಿಂದ ಸತ್ತವರಾಗಿದ್ದ ನಿಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಆತನು ಬದುಕಿಸಿದನು. ನೀವು ಪೂರ್ವದಲ್ಲಿ ಅಪರಾಧಗಳನ್ನು ಪಾಪಗಳನ್ನು ಮಾಡುವವರಾಗಿದ್ದು ಇಹ ಲೋಕಾಚಾರಕ್ಕೆ ಅನುಸಾರವಾಗಿ ನಡೆದುಕೊಂಡಿರಿ. ವಾಯುಮಂಡಲದಲ್ಲಿ ಅಧಿಕಾರ ನಡೆಸುವ ಅಧಿಪತಿಗೆ, ಅಂದರೆ ಅವಿಧೇಯತೆಯ ಮಕ್ಕಳಲ್ಲಿ ಈಗ ಕೆಲಸ ನಡೆಸುವ ಆತ್ಮನಿಗನುಸಾರವಾಗಿ ನಡೆದುಕೊಂಡಿರಿ. ನಾವೆಲ್ಲರೂ ಪೂರ್ವದಲ್ಲಿ ಶರೀರಭಾವದ ಆಶೆಗಳಿಗೆ ಅಧೀನರಾಗಿ ಶರೀರಕ್ಕೂ ಮನಸ್ಸಿಗೂ ಸಂಬಂಧಪಟ್ಟ ಇಚ್ಛೆಗಳನ್ನು ನೆರವೇರಿಸುತ್ತಾ ನಡೆದು ಮಿಕ್ಕಾದವರಂತೆ ಸ್ವಭಾವ ಸಿದ್ಧವಾಗಿ ದೇವರ ಕೋಪದ ಮಕ್ಕಳಾಗಿದ್ದೆವು. ಆದರೆ ಕರುಣಾನಿಧಿಯಾದ ದೇವರು ತನ್ನ ಅಪಾರವಾದ ಪ್ರೀತಿಯ ನಿಮಿತ್ತ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಪ್ರೀತಿಸಿ ಪಾಪಗಳ ದೆಸೆಯಿಂದ ಸತ್ತವರಾಗಿದ್ದ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನೊಂದಿಗೆ ಬದುಕಿಸಿದನು. ನೀವು ಕೃಪೆಯಿಂದಲೇ ರಕ್ಷಣೆ ಹೊಂದಿದವರಾಗಿದ್ದೀರಿ. ಕಣ್ಣು ಮಿಟುಕಿಸುವ ಮುಖ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಆತನ ಕೂಡ ಎಬ್ಬಿಸಿ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತ ಯೇಸುವಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಆತನೊಂದಿಗೆ ಪರಲೋಕದ ಸ್ಥಳಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಕೂಡಿಸಿದ್ದಾನೆ.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we have this amazing spread here in the book of Ephesians, which is really too much, praise God. And it affects us now, and in eternity. Verse 7 of chapter 2 says that in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. It's nice to know that God loved and God gave this gift. That's him. That's how he is. And none of us could work and receive it. There was no way we could have earned it. Absolutely not. And God gave us this gift. And by his grace, thank you, Jesus, we have received. Amen. Glory to God. And he goes on to say, in the ages to come, that the effect of this exceeding riches of grace will be seen. His kindness toward us will be seen. Amen. If you begin to think about it, this is probably the shortest time of your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is it. This is maybe 100 years or 120. And you know, if you're really super, maybe 140, I don't know. But you know, that's about it. That little sliver of time is the only time you and I actually are going to say, well, we did something. After that, it's all going to be eternity and eternity and eternity. And I believe we have eternal destiny also, ruling, reigning with him in the ages to come. Praise God. And I thank God that these things make sense because it's written in the Bible. And so in these few hours that we have, and most likely, praise God, very soon he's coming, let's just think right and go out in a blaze of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe we lived anyhow before, but we can make a few adjustments. And we can do something right and prepare ourselves for the eternity ahead of us. Amen. The ages to come. There are various ages ahead of us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we cannot forget. We have to think about it like that. Otherwise, like Paul said, there's no future. Let's just eat, drink, be merry. Tomorrow we die. And that's that, like any animal. Amen? But we are not like that. According to this wonderful book, we are not like that. We are not just like every other creature out there. We are God's own progeny. We were born because of his incorruptible seed. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. That lives and abides forever. Hallelujah. And he wants to celebrate us and prove again that the enemy is wrong. Hallelujah. That the devil made a mistake. That he is wrong. He's eternally wrong. And that God is right. Amen. And if only one person would accept Jesus, it would have proven that. But we have more and more and more people who have accepted in the midst of it all that Jesus is the right way. He is the way. Amen. And no matter what has happened, they have held on to him. Praise God. And so let's just do it right. Let's get the full benefit also. Because we have this possibility of choosing again and being like everybody else. Or choosing the highway and the eternal blessedness of the grace of God will not be in vain. Hallelujah. Let's hear the seventh verse also in Kannada.
ಹೀಗೆ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತ ಯೇಸುವಿನಲ್ಲಿರುವ ಕರುಣೆಯ ಮೂಲಕ ತನ್ನ ಅಪಾರವಾದ ಕೃಪಾತಿಶಯವನ್ನು ಮುಂದಣ ಯುಗಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ನಮಗೆ ತೋರಿಸಬೇಕೆಂದಿದ್ದನು.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That in the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Glory to God. He is wanting to show that. He wants to display the greatness of his grace and kindness toward us in the ages to come. Hallelujah. That's his plan. Amen. Isn't that lovely? That we are dealing with someone who really wants to show off all of this. Amen. That this is his plan. Amen. And so let's do it. Let's agree with him. And he goes on to say, for by grace you are saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So whether we can appreciate it or not, there are some things that we were created to do. We were supposed to walk in a certain path and perform certain things which God had prepared for us before time began. Thank you, Jesus. And so we need this kind of wisdom. We need this kind of ability to choose with respect to this eternal plan. And so we have a responsibility, amen, to know where should I walk, which path do you have for me. And it's a very grave thing also, very important and very serious at the same time. And he has planned certain things for us, amen. And you know, that's why Jesus had to pray, not my will but yours be done. And it's not easy, not even for him, the perfect one. He had his own will. He had his own choice. But he had to actually lay it down. And that's not easy. Praise God. Hallelujah. And God knows that. And that's why we have these kind of prayers. That's why we are wanting to pray and desire. Oh wow, there's a prayer like this to help me to make the choice and choose the thing that is excellent, of highest value. All right, Lord, I'm going to cash in on that. I need that help right now. Amen. Because imagine God has already planned something for you and for me to walk in so that he can show how kind, how gracious he is in the ages to come. And so it'll probably, I think, and I believe I'm right, that it has to match with that for the full glory to be seen and for the goodness of God to be actually displayed in that level. Amen. It'll have to match with the plan that he had for us. And so it's like flying in the dark with no controls and you're groping for help. And, you know, there's a way, recommended way in these prayers in the Word of God. He said, follow as I follow. Amen. And so we have to follow. We are basically followers. Every leader is a follower. Follow me as I follow Christ. So the leader there is following Christ first of all. Christ is the only leader. All of us are followers. Hallelujah. And that means we are listening. We are opening ourselves up to divine communication, instruction. And a lot of it is in this book. Hallelujah. And our study and prayer times in the Word of God are going to be very important. This cannot be the last thing on the plan. This cannot be the last thing on the schedule that, oh, now I have to read my Bible. Amen. This is different. Praise God. This is what we're here for. This is our new instruction manual. This is the path of life for us. Hallelujah. Otherwise, we're like everybody else. Eat, drink, be merry, tomorrow you die. Hallelujah. This is what makes all the difference. And so everything else can be temporary. One thing is more important, needful. Amen. That is to sit and receive instruction from Jesus. Hallelujah. That is more important than all the food that they were preparing for him in Mary and Martha's house. Amen. That was good. Yes, I appreciate that. It's good. We need to eat. We need to, you know, be like, in quote, normal people. But those are temporary things. This is eternal. In this little sliver of time, you know, probably half of your days are spent in what to eat, what to drink. Amen. Half of your time goes into that. Except if you're always delivering. And then half of your money is going there too. Which is also equal to half of your time. Because the money is a way of measuring your time. Praise God. But if we can do it in the grace of God, hallelujah, and do it according to God's plan, that would be a definite benefit. Amen. To see through all these vanities is really wisdom. Praise God. And we need that wisdom more and more, especially nowadays. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think we've read verse 7 and verse 10. Not yet. All right. Let's go through to from verse 7 to 10 in Kannada also.
ಹೀಗೆ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತ ಯೇಸುವಿನಲ್ಲಿರುವ ಕರುಣೆಯ ಮೂಲಕ ತನ್ನ ಅಪಾರವಾದ ಕೃಪಾತಿಶಯವನ್ನು ಮುಂದಣ ಯುಗಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ನಮಗೆ ತೋರಿಸಬೇಕೆಂದಿದ್ದನು. ನಂಬಿಕೆಯ ಮೂಲಕ ಕೃಪೆಯಿಂದಲೇ ನೀವು ರಕ್ಷಣೆ ಹೊಂದಿದವರಾಗಿದ್ದೀರಿ. ಆ ರಕ್ಷಣೆಯು ನಿಮ್ಮಿಂದುಂಟಾದದ್ದಲ್ಲ, ಅದು ದೇವರ ದಾನವೇ. ಅದು ಕ್ರಿಯೆಗಳಿಂದ ಉಂಟಾದದ್ದಲ್ಲ. ಆದ್ದರಿಂದ ಹೊಗಳಿಕೊಳ್ಳುವುದಕ್ಕೆ ಯಾರಿಗೂ ಆಸ್ಪದವಿಲ್ಲ. ದೇವರು ಮುಂದಾಗಿ ನೇಮಿಸಿದ ಸತ್ಕ್ರಿಯೆಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ನಾವು ನಡೆಯುವಂತೆ ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತ ಯೇಸುವಿನಲ್ಲಿ ಸೃಷ್ಟಿಸಲ್ಪಟ್ಟವರಾದ ನಾವು ಆತನ ಕೆಲಸವಾಗಿದ್ದೇವೆ.
Thank you, Jesus. So from a life of alien, strange and separated from God to a life of now, I want to walk in the Spirit. I want to live in the Spirit. I want to worship in spirit. I want to be in the truth. That's a total flip. Amen. And it requires growth. It requires development. Here a little, there a little. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Our paths are adjusted. Our thinking is changing. Hallelujah. It took years to set certain thoughts and certain patterns in our lives. It's going to take time to pull them down, to cast them down and set up another way. Praise God. And God knows that. And so he knows the main work is between these two ears, and that it is in the mind. Hallelujah. And so the mind requires engagement. Notice that it's never really idle. It's always engaged in something. It can be it can be eternal or it can be natural. Amen. It's always there going on, praise God. And sometimes, even when you're sleeping, it's still going on. It's a very interesting thing. But God knows that. Hallelujah. And he said that prior to our getting saved, all their thoughts were evil continually. Praise God. That the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Amen. That you constantly gravitate that way. And then the whole earth was like that at one time. And he decided to start from scratch. And he found Noah, one person. Amen. And so since we are back in the days of Noah, it's possible that gradually a whole group of people are going to be thinking contrary to God. That they're going to be thinking against him. Praise God. And we are the ones who shine as lights in the midst of it all. And we need to be able to show the difference. Hallelujah. And so it's really the grace of God which was given to us to live that life which he planned for us, which is important. Amen. We need to be able to draw from that grace. Hallelujah. We need to be able to tap into it, that which was given to us before time began for his purpose. Amen. Which was for us. Amen. And not just this, that, and the other, but his purpose, which was given us in Christ before time began. Hallelujah. And we've been seeing those kind of thoughts recently, and I believe that we are people who expect to obey God at each month and week, that a particular form of thinking will come to us, certain scriptures, and that we need to feed on those thoughts. And that's why I believe we're going down this way. Amen. And so we noticed Jonah, for instance. This is a prophet. Jonah was a prophet of God. You know, let's just say he was a believer. Let's not make him, you know, prophet. Meanwhile, he is. He's just a believer. And he has a plan in God. God has told him. There's no problem with hearing him. He has heard God. Go to such and such place. Go and preach there. And he said, no, I'm not going there. Amen. So is it possible for even a prophet to disobey God? Yes, it is. Then Is it possible for a believer to disobey God? Yes, it is. And not that God is mean and wicked. He said, because God is good. And God will pity them. And God should not pity them because he has his own take on the matter. And so he decides to go in a different direction. Amen. And that's amazing. And I don't know, you know, entirely the whole thing there, but it looks as though God needed this particular prophet for this particular job, you know. And so he had to grab that guy and use him as a sign even that Jesus himself would stamp and say, this is a true thing. A whale actually swallowed this man. That is the sign that I'm giving you. So it was definitely real. It was not some story for children. It was actually real. Jesus put his stamp on it. Jesus put his authority on it. Hallelujah. And claims that the whale actually, this large fish actually swallowed this man. And he was inside the belly of that whale or fish or large fish for 3 days and three nights. And that was the sign that this master also was giving to us, that he would be in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights. Praise God. And that's the way we're supposed to see it. Hallelujah. And I thank God that Jesus decided to put his stamp on that, because it's too much sometimes to imagine a whale or a big fish swallowing someone. And then he's surviving. And then he speaks to that animal and it vomits him. And he's at the right place. He is brought back to his destiny. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to imagine this, but Jesus actually put his stamp on it. Amen. And said, this story about the whale is true. I am giving it to you as a sign. That is the sign that I'm giving you. Amen. And so Jonah is a true story. And the whale is real. And that big fish. Hallelujah. And all of that experience is real. Hallelujah. And so we want to accept it. We want to think about it. That if a prophet can disobey God and have his own plan, then it's possible for any one of us to do that. Amen. And in this case, he wanted that particular man. He wanted that same prophet to still obey him. And he made sure that a whale swallowed him. And so it is possible again that he can do that for us. That we could be grabbed and put back in the start point. You know, all over again. Go and start from there. Hallelujah. And it is very possible that you can start all over. And he started. And he went through the city, even though he was not happy about it, he preached. And they actually repented. And, you know, even the animals repented, so to speak. It is written there that they were on a fast also. And this man was very angry, and he sat outside the city under a booth. Hallelujah. Amen. But it also means that we can say, Lord, I've gone here and there. I have just not really obeyed you, but I need to go back to whatever you have for me. And whatever is required for that, thank you for it. Help me. Amen. Otherwise, we see this statement in Jonah chapter 2, verse 8. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. In other words, there is mercy, there is help, there is kindness, there is grace for every person to follow his purpose, which can be actually missed and forsaken. Amen. Because of other things that seem to be real but are actually just vanity. Amen. We can actually stump ourselves and cause ourselves to not walk in the plan of God because of these observing lying vanities. Praise God. And we can forsake the grace that was there for us, the goodness that was planned for us, by looking away from the eternal and the plan of God. Amen. And so we want to say, no, Lord, I don't want to just go off into all of this vanity. Help me. And so we pray these kind of prayers, like Philippians chapter 1, so that the grace of God, which was for his purpose in our life, planned before time began, that we should walk in it, we will actually walk in it. And we will do it. Hallelujah. And that we will not be cheated of the mercy and the loving kindness of God, which you could say was the grace that was given to us in Christ before time began. Amen. Our own mercy, our own grace, which was kept for us, could actually be stopped in our own lives by just taking our eyes off the plan of God, the purpose of God, and looking here and there. Amen. And so we don't want to do that. We want to refocus. We want to maintain certain kind of friendships, fellowships that will bring eternal benefit. Hallelujah. And not be sidetracked by these lying vanities. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we've said a lot. And, you know, praise God. Let's see from Jonah chapter 2, verse 1, first of all.
ಆಗ ಯೋನನು ವ್ಯಾನಿನ ಹೊಟ್ಟೆಯೊಳಗಿಂದ ತನ್ನ ದೇವರಾದ ಕರ್ತನಿಗೆ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥನೆ ಮಾಡಿ ಹೇಳಿದ್ದೇನೆಂದರೆ
So we need to make sure that it was a prayer from the fish's belly, that he was actually there. And then we can read verse 7 and 8 also in Kannada.
ನನ್ನ ಪ್ರಾಣವು ನನ್ನಲ್ಲಿ ಕುಂದಿಹೋದಾಗ ಕರ್ತನನ್ನು ಜ್ಞಾಪಕ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಂಡೆನು ನನ್ನ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥನೆಯು ನಿನ್ನ ಬಳಿಗೆ ನಿನ್ನ ಪರಿಶುದ್ಧ ಮಂದಿರದೊಳಗೆ ಬಂತು ಸುಳ್ಳಾದ ವ್ಯರ್ಥತ್ವಗಳನ್ನು ಅನುಸರಿಸುವವರು ತಮ್ಮ ಸ್ವಂತ ಕರುಣೆಯನ್ನು ಮರೆತು ಬಿಡುತ್ತಾರೆ
Glory to God. And so we can also make this adjustment. We can remember the plan of God. We can think upon his purpose. Amen. And we can go in the path of the grace of God and the purpose of God. Notice that the grace was given for each of us to fulfill the purpose of God. Amen. All that we need, all the goodness, all the mercy which is supposed to surely follow us every day, was actually loaded into our destiny before time began. Hallelujah. That's why we can confidently say, surely only goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Because I'm following, notice, the shepherd. When the Lord is my shepherd, that grace is there. That mercy is there. I'm following him. Amen. As long as I follow him, it's going to be different. Amen. But I can be distracted and I need to come back. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank God that, you know, Jonah came back. And we learned all of this. And the Lord used this amazing, amazing sign. Notice verse 10. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. Praise God. I believe that the Lord is speaking right now to those various things in which you have been stuck to vomit you out into the purpose of God. In Jesus' name. I believe that something is happening and you are stepping out of this enclosure that has held you and you are being vomited out into the purpose of God. Hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. And we thank God for that. We praise you, Lord, for that. That you are that God who sees us in our ignorance and pities us and has compassion on us and brings us into the paths of righteousness which you prepared for us before time began. Hallelujah. Let's read Jonah 2:10 also in Kannada.
Aga kartanu aa vyanige helidderinda adu yonananu ona bhoomiya mele karibittitu.
So we have this ability to do the will of God. We have this ability to obey God. Hallelujah. Thank God we're not like everybody else. And we don't have to be like everybody else. But our companionships, our deep communions can change everything. Hallelujah. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, it says, Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Hallelujah. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. Thank God. So Paul took hold of his destiny there and said, this is what I'm supposed to do. And he did it. But he started out, learning and sitting around the fellowship of the saints over there from the time he accepted in Acts chapter 9. And then he started going into the synagogues and sharing the testimony that I'm the one who destroyed the faith. And I'm the one that's now preaching the one that I destroyed. And they were shocked. Praise God. And so we begin to see that as he stepped out like that, God increased him into the full destiny that he was going to now, from being a teacher and a preacher, he was now going to be an apostle and even write 3/4 of the New Testament. It did not happen all at once. It stepped, by step, by step, by step. Amen. So we also are going to step into our destiny progressively. Hallelujah. Because that's how he is. And we become aware of these things and we become more cautious. And we want to center our life back into the plan of God and make sure that we are doing his will. Amen. And I believe that that is what is going on. Hallelujah. That we are not going to forsake and make the grace of God in our life vanity. Amen. Empty. We're not going to waste it. It's going to be directed into the purpose that God created us for. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Let's read 2 Timothy 1, verse 9 also. Verse 9 and 10.
ಆತನು ನಮ್ಮ ಕ್ರಿಯೆಗಳಿಗನುಸಾರವಾಗಿ ಅಲ್ಲ ತನ್ನ ಸ್ವಂತ ಸಂಕಲ್ಪ ಮತ್ತು ಕೃಪೆಯ ಪ್ರಕಾರ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ರಕ್ಷಿಸಿ ಪರಿಶುದ್ಧವಾದ ಕರೆಯಿಂದ ನಮ್ಮನ್ನು ಕರೆದನು ಆತನು ಜಗದುತ್ಪತ್ತಿಗೆ ಮುಂಚೆಯೇ ಆ ಕೃಪೆಯನ್ನು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತ ಯೇಸುವಿನಲ್ಲಿ ನಮಗೆ ಅನುಗ್ರಹಿಸಿದನು ಈಗ ನಮ್ಮ ರಕ್ಷಕನಾದ ಯೇಸು ಕ್ರಿಸ್ತನ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷತೆಯ ಮೂಲಕ ಅದನ್ನು ಪ್ರಕಾಶಪಡಿಸಿದ್ದಾನೆ ಈತನು ಮರಣವನ್ನು ನಿವೃತ್ತಿ ಮಾಡಿ ಸುವಾರ್ತೆಯ ಮೂಲಕ ಜೀವವನ್ನು ನಿರ್ಲಯತ್ವವನ್ನು ಪ್ರಕಾಶಗೊಳಿಸಿದನು.
So when you feel that, you know, why are these people pestering my life about, you know, being in this basic doctrine and pestering me with all of this time spent by Zoom meeting or calling my number all the time and saying, shall we study the Bible? Would you like to be a part of this? We should begin to think a little bit and say, maybe they're trying to help me find my purpose, my destiny in God. Amen. Maybe it is just so alien to my thinking that I need to turn towards that. Amen. And they are a help, not a hindrance. Praise God. And I believe that every single one who's a believer has been called to make disciples. Every single one who's a believer is not just out there to get people saved, but also to make disciples. Amen. That it is part and parcel of the great call to every believer. Amen. Go make disciples. And so, we want to be there as a help, not a hindrance. Amen. So my brother and sister, if you feel that someone has been pestering you about, you know, did you do the basic doctrine? Have you got it really? And have you begun to actually teach others? Please tell us who you're instructing, etc. It may hurt your flesh. Amen. And you may not be very excited about it, but that's the will of God. You can safely say those are the beginning steps of the will of God. Amen. Amen. And God can guide you further because you have obeyed those things. Amen. And so there are many other things that affect every person out there. But our story is different. We are not called to be like everybody else. We are called to have eternity in view. Amen. And so, my brother and sister, please take it as an opportunity to return to the paths of righteousness that you were actually created for. Amen. And don't look at it as, what is all this pestilence? What is all this disturbance? Because that's the way we see it when we just get saved. What is this? Now, I thought, okay, I'm saved. And I'll come when I feel like, you know, and hey, don't pester me. You know, don't just disturb my life. All right, I'm saved. Okay, yeah, I come when I feel like. But all of this stuff about joining and becoming part of the, you know, basic doctrine, and don't disturb my life with all of that. Amen. So remember Jonah, he was a prophet. He was not just some, you know, mean little person. He was a prophet. Hallelujah. And this guy could disobey God. And God in his mercy and in his plan used a whale to swallow him. Praise God, to bring him back into his destiny, and used it as a sign for himself. And therefore, it is noteworthy that one can actually forsake their own plan in God, and the grace that was given to them can be vain and empty. Praise God. And so we need to become more aware, especially nowadays. Amen. And so, my brother and sister, I urge you to begin to see it as clearly as that. Hallelujah. And not just let my wife do it. I won't be involved. You know, we all are called to this. All of us have a destiny in God. Amen. Praise God. All of us, every single believer. There's no difference between male and female. Maybe some are apt, are more gifted than others to do these things. But all of us are supposed to. Amen. Amen. And as you begin to yield to it, the grace for it kicks in. Hallelujah. And this is how we want to obey God. Amen. Praise God. All right. I think we have read a little bit in Jonah. And now let's go on to an old scripture you will probably remember out of the book of Job. Job chapter 22. Verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. Amen. Get to know him. Become more yielded and serviceable to him. Let him use you. Amen. Praise God. There are different stages. You get to know him, and then you get to serve him. Hallelujah. You know, it's like a big company. You become familiar with it, and they're doing well. Affecting humanity so much, and then you want to be a part of it. The more you get acquainted with him, the more you open yourself. Amen. To be of service. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a good one. It's a good thought. The modern King James actually uses that same word. Be serviceable to him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the actual New King James for that. Be serviceable. In other words, you know, those who serve him, guess what? Their water is blessed. Their bread is blessed. Hallelujah. He'll take sickness away from the midst of them. Yes. Amen. If you serve God, he will service you. It's another way of saying it. Amen. The vehicle that you use, you can service it. Yes. Amen. You are like a vehicle that he can use. And he will service that vehicle. He'll make sure that sickness does not work there. Praise God. If you serve him, he will bless your bread and your water. He'll take sickness away from the midst of you. The benefits of acquaintance with God. Hallelujah. You get to know him more. You become more and more available to him. You begin to serve him. You can claim that benefit. I'm serving you. You take sickness away from the midst of me. Hallelujah. Of course, he's taken sickness away. It's already been done 2,000 years ago. But you are adding your own convictions to your faith that you serve him. And he said, they that serve him, he will bless their bread and water. He will take sickness away from the midst of them. Hallelujah. That in their land, there will be none barren also. That they will fulfill the number of their days. In other words, fulfill the plan of God. Hallelujah. And all of this is the benefits of good coming upon us. He said, be at peace, and thereby good shall come unto thee. Praise God. The more you get to know him, the more you become at peace. Ooh, glory. Perfect peace will come to you, and that involves benefits. Thank you, Jesus. And so there is no disadvantage to knowing him, actually. It is just the cry of your lower nature saying, no, help, I want to be like before. Can I not just join the old buddies? Can I not just live the way I used to live? It'll cry. Amen. But as time passes, you know, I had buddies, I had old cronies I like to hang out with. Amen. But where are they today? Hallelujah. Where am I today? I'm more convinced that I'm in the will of God now than I was then. Praise God. Exodus 23, notice verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Hallelujah. That's just the benefit, hallelujah, of serving the Lord. Amen, that we should say our case is different. Amen. In addition to the fact that by your stripes we were healed, we have a privilege of serving him, and therefore we'll be serviced by him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And our bread and our water is blessed, and sickness stops in our life. Hallelujah. There shall nothing cast the young, nor be barren in our land. Number of our days he will fulfill. Praise God, praise God, praise God. All these things are benefits that you can hang on, anchor on, and say, Lord, your word said this, that I can acquaint myself with you, and I'm getting to know you more and more, and I'm even more and more open to you. I'm serving you in various capacities. Therefore, I'm expecting this to happen even more. Praise God. I'm at peace with you, and good shall come to me. Hallelujah. I refuse the lying symptoms. I refuse the curse. I refuse every emptiness. And I'm saying that I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. These are things that belong to us. Amen. Let's hear Exodus 23, 25, and 26 also in Kannada.
ನೀವು ನಿಮ್ಮ ದೇವರಾದ ಕರ್ತನಿಗೆ ಸೇವೆ ಮಾಡಬೇಕು ಆಗ ಆತನು ನಿಮ್ಮ ರೊಟ್ಟಿಯನ್ನು ನೀರನ್ನು ಆಶೀರ್ವದಿಸುವನು ನಾನು ವ್ಯಾಧಿಯನ್ನು ನಿಮ್ಮ ಮಧ್ಯದಿಂದ ತೊಲಗಿಸಿ ಬಿಡುವೆನು ಗರ್ಭಸ್ರಾವವಾಗಲಿ ಬಂಜೆತನವಾಗಲಿ ನಿಮ್ಮ ದೇಶದಲ್ಲಿ ಇರುವುದಿಲ್ಲ ನಿನ್ನ ದಿನಗಳ ಲೆಕ್ಕವನ್ನು ಪೂರ್ತಿ ಮಾಡುವೆನು
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Back in Job 22, he says, in verse 22, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. Lay up his words in thine heart. You know, that's where it is. All the work has to be in the deep thoughts, the imaginations, storing the word in the heart. Amen. Keeping it there. We receive it from his mouth, from his lips, as the word that he has spoken, as we study our Bible until it talks to us. Keep reading it until it talks. It starts talking back to you and begins to inform you about what you have in him. Amen. Amen. This belongs to you. This belongs to you. This is yours. This is for you. Amen. We are not just legalistically reading and studying. We are studying because he is good and he is the good shepherd and he has grace for us. He has good plan for us. And we want to hear it from his mouth. Amen. And then we lay it up in our hearts. Praise God. These things are very important. Thank you, Jesus. It's all in the heart. If you return, verse 23, to the Almighty, you shall be built up. You shall put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Amen. You can tell by now that some things have changed in your life. Hallelujah. By the storing of the word inside you, by your turning to the Lord, some things have changed. Glory to God. You can already see the difference. How about if you opened up the tap for some more? Here a little, there a little. Some more, line upon line, precept upon precept. If you were to stow away some more into your heart, what would happen? Definitely it would get better. Amen. We would be more built up and we would be more edified. And because it is hidden in our heart, iniquity will flee from us. Amen. Praise God. These are the truths that we can lay up His word in our heart. And we will see the benefit of iniquity leaving. It will not dominate us anymore. Praise God. Notice verse 22 and 23 also in Kannada.
Atana bayinda nyaya pramanavannu takko, atana matugalannu ninna hrudayadalli ittuko. Sarvashaktana kadege neenu tirugi kondare kattalpaduvi, ninna gudaragalinda dushtatvavannu dura maduvi.
Glory to God. In the 119th Psalm, he says in verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart, verse 10 says, have I sought thee? Oh, let me not wander from thy commands. From thy word, you could say. There's a plea from inside, a cry from inside. I don't want to wander from this. Amen. As you're studying and reading, it's a blessing to you. Such a desire comes upon you and you say, I really don't want to go away from this. Hallelujah. And he goes on, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Praise God. Amen. Because we're hiding it in us, in our hearts. These are the benefits. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. God sees all of that. And God wants to reward us in eternity. The labor of these truths being put in the inside, the deep recesses of our heart. Glory to God. I'm convinced more and more that there is work to do, but it starts with our hearts. John 6:27, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him has God the Father sealed. And then he says, people asked him, what is the work, etc. We want to do the works. We want to do the works of God. And Jesus answering, verse 29, said, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he has sent. Wow. This is the work of God. Amen. Believing God and His Word, believing Jesus is the work. It's basically inside stuff, what you are believing, what you are acting on, how much Word is moving you, is the work. Hallelujah. So somebody may look at you and say, what work are you doing? And this is the work that we've all been called to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Of course, it is a different kind of meat, it's a different kind of food, is a different kind of salary kind of thing. Amen. Everybody works for this, that, and the other. But we are working for imperishable meat that endures forever, that's going to be seen even in eternity. And the work is basically believing God or hearing His word until confidence comes. And then we act on it, where we know God said this, and I'm going to act on it. Hallelujah. And that is the work that we've been called to do, acting on the word of God. When we are so sure and so confident that God has said it to us, then we act on it. This is the work. And those who have yielded to it can say, I've served you, Lord. I expect my water and my bread to be blessed. I expect sickness to be taken away from my midst. I expect there will be no empty, futile, barren area in my life. Hallelujah. My life will have fullness of all that you have planned. Praise God. Hallelujah. No emptiness, no barrenness. I will live the full number of my days. Because this is the work that I'm doing. I am believing your word. I'm stowing it in my heart, deep inside there. Praise God. You see it, Lord. And I'm acting on it because I believe that you are saying these things to my heart. Glory to God. Let's hear John 6 also in these wonderful verses. You know, he actually said, you did not follow me because of the miracles, but because of the food. The various things that Jesus sees. Of course, you know, some people follow him for miracles. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. And he didn't say anything bad about that. But he said, you know, they just followed because their stomachs were filled. That's definitely one thing, you know. Praise God. Very important aspect of our lives. You just say all these things. What about something inside, man? Glory to God. And so maybe this is like a meeting where he made sure they were all filled first and then he began to speak to them. Amen. Somebody was telling me about how they had to give the preachers of that city, you know, this new, in quote, revelation, these things which we are taking for granted. A lot of preachers don't even know what you're talking about. Amen. When you say you can believe God like this, and it's not just an external formalism. Amen. And it sounds strange. And so it may take them sitting down for some time. And so they said there would be free food, air-conditioned place, that they would just, you know. And so they thought maybe they'll listen for two or three messages and that'll be the end of it. But you know what? When they were satisfied like that and they had comfortable room and all of that, they said, we want to hear some more. Tell us some more. We'll sit here. And they sat there till 9 or 10 in the evening. Praise God. See, because there are natural needs also. Amen. And we need to cater to these things also. Amen. And it is all part of the labor. Praise God. So people need to be able to sit down. People need to be able to hear. People need to be able to focus. And all these natural things must be brought together. Amen. And thank God that they can. Hallelujah. Amen. So eventually there was a good blessing in all of that. They were able to hear these things and think, wow, I've never seen that before. Praise God. All right. John 6, I think we read any? No. From verse 27 and all the way to 29.
ನಾಶವಾಗುವ ಆಹಾರಕ್ಕಾಗಿ ಅಲ್ಲ ನಿತ್ಯ ಜೀವವನ್ನುಂಟು ಮಾಡುವ ಆಹಾರಕ್ಕೋಸ್ಕರ ದುಡಿಯಿರಿ ಅದನ್ನು ಮನುಷ್ಯ ಕುಮಾರನು ನಿಮಗೆ ಕೊಡುವನು ತಂದೆಯಾದ ದೇವರು ಇದಕ್ಕಾಗಿ ಆತನಿಗೆ ಮುದ್ರೆ ಹಾಕಿದ್ದಾನೆ ಅಂದನು ಆಗ ಅವರು ಆತನಿಗೆ ನಾವು ದೇವರ ಕ್ರಿಯೆಗಳನ್ನು ಮಾಡುವಂತೆ ಏನು ಮಾಡಬೇಕು ಎಂದು ಕೇಳಿದ್ದಕ್ಕೆ ಯೇಸು ಪ್ರತ್ಯುತ್ತರವಾಗಿ ಅವರಿಗೆ ದೇವರ ಕ್ರಿಯೆ ಯಾವುದೆಂದರೆ ಆತನು ಕಳುಹಿಸಿ ಕೊಟ್ಟಾತನನ್ನು ನೀವು ನಂಬುವುದೇ ಅಂದನು.
Praise God. Back to Job 22. He said there in verse 23, if you return to the Almighty, notice that there's a returning. In other words, we were not just going in that direction automatically. We had to keep being brought back, you know, from our journey this way and that way. You know, some kind of whale brought the man back, you know, and then he returned. So we return from here and there and sit down and begin to build these things into our spirit or deep thinking. Then you shall lay up gold as dust and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Amen. You know, once God has your heart, there's no problem with other things. Amen. If the core of your being is yielded to God's word and will, the other things are going to follow suit. Praise God. It's like that. So if he has you, then he's got everything that you have. Amen. That's very interesting. If he's got you, then he's got everything you've got. Everything that you have is his. Amen. And so he can trust you. Glory to God. Yes. The Almighty shall be thy defense, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. Nothing wrong with all of that, as long as your heart is in the right place. Amen. We are not lusting after this, that, and the other. If our lust and desire is for him, if our labor in the heart is for him, these things can safely be added on. Praise God. They are add-ons. They are not the main thing. Amen. Amen. Contentment is because you've got God. And everything else is temporary, and you know that. And you're not shaken by that, as long as you have Him. Amen. And so, that is not your main thrust. Praise God. Your main thrust is not those add-ons. Your main thrust is God. You want to know Him. You want to become more and more acquainted with Him. You want to work these inner things. And all these other things are added on to you. Amen. The Almighty is your defense. And you will have plenty of silver. You know, money is also a defense, the Bible declares. Hallelujah. And so God wants you to be defended from poverty. Don't worry about it. Amen. He does. For then you shall have delight in the Almighty and shall lift up thy face to God. He goes on to say, you shall make your prayer unto Him. If you abide in Him and His word abides in you, you have the answer. You make your prayer unto Him, He hears you, you pay your vows. In other words, what you said you would do, you're doing. You're living that life. You shall also decree a thing, it shall be established unto you, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Glory to God. You have this aspect of the faith of God dwelling inside you, that you can say things, and the glory of God will appear, and the benefit of God will be seen. And when everybody's saying things are going down, you'll say, ha, 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 we're being promoted, we're being raised up, we're being lifted up. Hallelujah, because that's who He is. He did not leave us in this earth to be abandoned and forsaken. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. And the grace of God was to always raise us up and cause us to walk in victory over and over and over again until we finish our course. Amen? Praise God. And so these things make sense if you are dealing with a reasonable person, a reasonable God. And He is. Amen? He is better than the finest father. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And His love is requiring our prayer for revelation. We have not imagined such love. Who loved us before time began? And who said, you cannot separate me from the great love that He has. How can anything separate us? Nothing present, nothing to come. Nothing in all of creation can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Some things are being accepted. Hallelujah. That there are benefits in pursuing this God. Hallelujah. All right. Let's see if we can read a thing or two. I think we read 23. Now let's go from 24 all the way to 26.
ಧೂಳಿನಂತೆ ಬಂಗಾರವನ್ನು ಹಳ್ಳಗಳ ಕಲ್ಲುಗಳಂತೆ ಓಫಿರ್ ಬಂಗಾರವನ್ನು ತೆಗೆದು ಹಾಕುವಿ ಆಗ ಸರ್ವಶಕ್ತನು ನಿನಗೆ ರಕ್ಷಣೆಯೂ ಸಮೃದ್ಧಿಯಾದ ಬೆಳ್ಳಿಯೂ ಆಗಿರುವನು ಆಗ ಸರ್ವಶಕ್ತನಲ್ಲಿ ನೀನು ಆನಂದಗೊಂಡು ನಿನ್ನ ಮುಖವನ್ನು ದೇವರ ಕಡೆಗೆ ಎತ್ತುವಿ.
Praise God. And you notice here, 28, thou shalt also decree a thing, it shall be established unto you, the light shall shine upon thy ways. Amen. Notice that all of this is so that we can walk in His way. Amen. It's not that you decree things for some other purpose. Amen. You decree all of this so that you can fulfill the ways of God. Amen. Amen. That your ways and His ways will match. That you walk in that path. Hallelujah. It's not for some other reason. You're not just, you know, pursuing vain things. Hallelujah. Praise God. But the ways are what are important. And then, of course, when everybody's complaining, you'll be saying, no, there's promotion, there's a lifting up, because I've humbled myself under His mighty hand. Amen. Amen. It's a humbling experience. If Jesus could be so humbled and so humiliated, I'm sure we can accept some things and say, Lord, you know, it's all about You. It's all about Your word. It's all about Your plan. It's all about Your purpose. Praise God. We can humble ourselves under His mighty hand. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So we can read 27 all the way to 29 also in Kannada.
ನೀನು ಆತನಿಗೆ ವಿಜ್ಞಾಪನೆ ಮಾಡಲು ನಿನ್ನನ್ನು ಕೇಳುವನು ನಿನ್ನ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಗಳನ್ನು ಸಲ್ಲಿಸುವಿ ನೀನು ಏನಾದರೂ ನಿರ್ಣಯಿಸಿದರೆ ಅದು ನಿನಗೆ ಸ್ಥಿರವಾಗುವುದು ಮತ್ತು ನಿನ್ನ ಮಾರ್ಗಗಳಲ್ಲಿ ಬೆಳಕು ಮೂಡುವುದು ಒಬ್ಬನು ತಗ್ಗುವಲ್ಲಿ ಎತ್ತುವುದುಂಟು ಅನ್ನುವಿ ದೀನನನ್ನು ಆತನು ರಕ್ಷಿಸುವನು
Praise God. So we become careful to make sure that the work in the heart is more important, and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And then the light shines. Because our heart is in fellowship with Him, in harmony with Him, we are walking in His paths. Amen? We are not like everybody else, just doing it for this reason and that reason. Amen? Our heart is for Him. Otherwise, eat, drink, tomorrow you die, like everybody else. What's the big deal? Praise God. And so we may have to notice some people may follow as we follow the Lord. But some may say, you know, I can't follow all of that. And we may see a separation. That some people may not want to be part of that kind of target and that kind of destiny. They will have their own plans and their own destiny. And what can we do about that? We can simply pray for them. Amen. And make sure that we are not missing God. Hallelujah, that our heart is sold out. Amen. Let's read one more line as we think about this. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Hallelujah. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Notice here, he knew that fish, where it was, exact sonar location. Beep, 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 beep. Target acquired. He knew. And he knew prophet in water. Beep, beep, beep. And he knew how to bring the two together. Hallelujah. He knew how to bring them together. Hallelujah. Amen. So you think he doesn't know where you are and what you're going through, what you're facing, the challenges in your deep, you know, thoughts. He knows. Praise God. And so we become reverent. We begin to think about his all-knowing possibility that he probably knows what you are thinking before you even think about it. And so you become careful that you don't meditate on something that comes out of your lips that you don't want it to come out of your lips. Amen. You only want the right thing to come out of your lips because you want to enjoy life. Yes. The life that God has given you. Amen. And you want to see good days. Amen. In the will of God. So you become careful with your words. You become careful about what you are meditating on, thinking about, that the word is stored inside there. And because of the abundance of that, your ways are also, you know, receiving the light and the signal of his approval. Praise God. Amen. He said that. Let him eschew evil, do good, let him seek peace and ensue it. Because the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open to their prayers. Praise God. And so we want to just know that this carries on into the New Testament. Amen. This God has not changed. He's still the same. Amen. All right, let's hear this also as we close. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 and all the way to 12 rather.
ಜೀವವನ್ನು ಪ್ರೀತಿಸಿ ಸುದಿನಗಳನ್ನು ನೋಡುವುದಕ್ಕೆ ಇಷ್ಟವುಳ್ಳವನು ಕೆಟ್ಟ ಅದನ್ನು ನುಡಿಯದಂತೆ ತನ್ನ ನಾಲಿಗೆಯನ್ನು ವಂಚನೆಯ ಮಾತುಗಳನ್ನಾಡದ ಹಾಗೆ ತನ್ನ ತುಟಿಗಳನ್ನು ಬಿಗಿ ಹಿಡಿಯಲಿ ಅವನು ಕೆಟ್ಟದ್ದನ್ನು ಬಿಟ್ಟು ಒಳ್ಳೆಯದನ್ನು ಮಾಡಲಿ ಸಮಾಧಾನವನ್ನು ಹುಡುಕಿ ಅದಕ್ಕೋಸ್ಕರ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನ ಪಡಲಿ ಕರ್ತನ ದೃಷ್ಟಿ ನೀತಿವಂತರ ಮೇಲಿದೆ ಆತನು ಅವರ ಪ್ರಾರ್ಥನೆಗಳಿಗೆ ಕಿವಿಗೊಡುತ್ತಾನೆ ಕೆಟ್ಟದ್ದನ್ನು ಮಾಡುವವರಿಗೆ ಕರ್ತನ ಮುಖವು ವಿರೋಧವಾಗಿದೆ
Amen. Praise God. Awesome God. We need to pray these prayers, meditate on these thoughts even more in this day and hour. Amen. So my brother and sister, let's thank Him. We give You praise. We give You thanks. Oh, faithful God, the God of Jonah, we worship You. You are our Father. We thank You. We have Your Spirit today. Jonah was not born again. Oh, Holy One, we thank You that we are Your own children, that we are actually the bride of the Christ. We are the body of Christ. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father, that You want to display the goodness and the mercy and grace of God in our lives, even into the ages ahead. Hallelujah. Help us to handle this few days, this couple of hours that we have on the earth, O Lord, to think upon Your word and walk in Your ways and glorify You in this day and hour. We thank You for the ability to choose the things that are of highest value. We praise You. We thank You. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name. Blessed be Your holy name, who has paid for us, who has totally paid, that we owe the enemy nothing. We thank You that we are free to live, free to serve You. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, glory to God. If you'd like to give, this is a great opportunity. I'm sure you can see by now that God will use men. God will use men to supply and meet that need. In Jesus' name, amen.
I've got the victory living inside of me. I got the greater one I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to go slack. Gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won. I've got the victory living inside of me. I got the greater one I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to cross back. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won. Sometimes the way might seem a little bit hard. You might be tempted to grow weary.